Hello everyone, I'm Jitendra Singh Dahiya. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs and more. Today I have with me Ms. Preeti Singh. She is an accomplished consultant with over 15 years of experience and has impacted more than 1500 learners through her experiential workshops. She has been instrumental in diversity and inclusion initiatives in organizations and conducted a sanitization program for promoting inclusivity as a thought process and value in the organization. She is a certified for designing equal opportunity policies, which cover designing physical, emotional, and social safe spaces for individuals with special and diverse needs in an organization. She has been deeply involved in building an NGO that works in exploring employment opportunities for youth adults with specific needs. She is well versed in the training process, which includes training need analysis, content designing, customization, and facilitation. Today, she will be discussing with us about her life journey. So let us hear from her. Welcome, Preeti ji. The platform is open, and now over to you.
Thank you so much for giving me such a wonderful welcome on your platform. You have introduced me absolutely the way a professional is introduced. But I would like to introduce myself by just adding a little bit. I am.
Yeah, sure.
It has been already introduced, but what brings in makes me the real me is that I'm a mother to 23-year-old special young adult who has actually made me who I am. So
wonderful.
I'm a woman with the power of resilience, a very keen learner. And Angad is my real teacher. He's my 23-year-old son and he's my real teacher. And I'm also a mother to 20-year-old daughter who actually has got that spirit in me that let's face it, let's do it, we are together in it. So this is another kind of introduction that I am very happy to introduce also, other than being a professional, as a coach or as a mentor or whatever you want to say. Thank you so much. And of course, this journey has been very, very interesting. My journey of going up and down has been really nice, but still, the mindfulness is always with me, and the power of resilience is what I live. Thank you.
Wonderful. This is so amazing. And I must compliment you. You don't look like you have a grown-up son and daughter of that age.
Yes.
You look quite younger than your age, definitely.
So they keep me young. They absolutely keep me young.
that's
so wonderful. I have to tell them that they are the ones who have kept me like this.
Wonderful. So amazing. So if I talk about your past life, how it has affected you to become what you wanted to be in your life and what you are?
The way I just mentioned that my life has been a roller coaster ride.
Right.
So if I professionally, Jitendra, I have been HR professional. I studied and I was an aspiring individual who just wanted to be a corporate personal with a lot of understanding and learning and making difference. But everything just came down because God had some other plans and he wanted me to be a very special mother. So Angad was introduced in my life. There
right.
is when my real journey started. So going back to my past life is like, you know, I haven't been able to do things the way I aspired to. But yes, the learning has been huge. There
right,
has been
right.
so much of wide open-eyed view that even I didn't know that what is suffering in life till
Correct.
The time I am in that space.
Right.
So, kabhi kabhi ye hota hai, you know, you think of something, but the God has got different plans. Nevertheless, he always, you know, carved the way for an individual the way he designs, and I'm happy about it. Because agar main wo zindagi nahi dekhti, तो आज जो मैं हूँ वो मैं शायद नहीं हूँ.
Definitely, you get one of the best opportunities when you lose one. But the only thing is you have to look at that opportunity and work on that.
Yes, and opportunity is something I believe in it. So
right.
Every moment is an opportunity. God gives us that every little dot is also an opportunity. Hame wo dekhni aani chahiye.
Correct.
We miss those dots at times. I have missed so many times and then I sit and repent, but it's okay. I think let's not repent in life and try to look for more opportunities.
Ahead. Yeah, and look for the better ones.
Yes, absolutely. And that is what has, you know, given me the power of understanding now at this stage. When I'm almost heading towards my 50th, I'm like, you know, this can't be the end to it. This right. can be a beginning as well. And my personal journey has given me that I am going to make myself what I desire to from now onwards. Why not?
Wonderful. Nice thought. Why? Really amazing. So if I talk about your passion in life, what would be the things you are passionate about?
So I have been passionate about so many things. Even if I go back to my journey and my past life, the way you mentioned, so I've been very passionate towards. I mean, forever everybody is very passionate about something, but my passion took me to be a fitness trainer.
Okay.
So for years, there was another wonderful person who just recognized my abilities. I used to go for my aerobic classes. Like any individual, because I wanted to let loose. I was going through so much and you know, because of anger, that I just wanted to let loose, and wo ek ghanta mere liye tha. So somebody recognized that passion in me and she goes that you can be a trainer, you're so good at it, you just pick it up, why can't you be that? Because I took her words, I became a fitness trainer. So for good 15 years I was in this industry. I was a well-known fitness trainer, trained so many people, did so many flash mobs. I did everything that was possible during the time that I could take out, steal out from under.
Right.
So
right.
That was my biggest passion. Jahan pe matlab, I used to just leave everything behind and I would be sinked into what I loved it. But now, again, a lot of learning from that side. Now I have taken it into diversity and inclusion.
Right.
So this is the work which again is very close to my heart. In this space, I have been actually in this space from last 4 years. So diversity is something we all live together. It's not that we are living, we all are in that diverse environment. It's just that I've started to recognize now. And that's what I'm bringing in other people, that let's recognize what is the diversity actually, and then bring in inclusion. How can we include others in that, in this space? So very close, I worked for 4 years. I had been into my fitness training, then as my mind, body, soul as a coach, and then came in my beautiful chapter in life, that is working in the space of disability.
Okay.
And when I was in for 4 years, I was working in the space, that is when I recognized what is D&I, that is diversity.
Right.
So, and I'm passionate about making difference in this marginalized society. I just don't want to restrict myself in the neurodiverse sector, but taking it into other broad spectrum as well.
Correct.
So I'm passionate about D&I now.
Wonderful. So if I talk about your work and experience, like how you started your career, what all you did in your life and what you are doing now.
So as I mentioned, you know, the biggest thing that whenever I talk to somebody is the globe. The globe is not only common for a person who is with no disability or with no gender, or I mean, if we see the world around us, it is common. The globe is common for everybody.
Not only
limited. So that's how I have accepted the way the life has gone past me, as well I'm making others accept it.
Correct.
So the work that I have been doing is a very holistic work. It is all about well-being of an individual, whoever is on this globe. Every living, हम लोग एक पौधा होता है, पौधा भी हम उसको accept करते हैं अपनी life में, तो ही वो पौधा भी bloom करता है.
Right.
So this is similar way. This is what it is that I bring in the individual. I want to include every individual, and let's bloom it together.
Correct.
So the way to introduce, I have been working with people. I've been associated with about 1,500 lives that I must have touched doing my, through my mind, body, soul coaching. And what I actually have always mentioned is that how to live healthy.
Right.
My entrepreneur journey has actually given me an understanding of the power of resilience.
Right.
It's not how to not give up the dreams. And that's how I've been encouraging my participants also. That don't give up your dreams. Let's build those dreams and make it reality.
Right.
And when I'm working on the sanitization programs, so I always feel that the top is required, and that from top to bottom is when we can make the difference. It's not
right.
You know, the main people have to be sensitized, and that's how it will travel. And it leads to a lot of productivity.
Correct.
So, answering your question, my work is, my passion is diversity and inclusion, and I'm working hardcore into it.
Wonderful. So if I talk about your vision, mission and goal for next maybe 5 to 10 years, what would that be?
So again, I would my main vision and my main mission is the same, inclusion. So they are all rhyming, vision, mission, inclusion. So rhyme kar rahe hain. So it is all about building the productive life of acceptance and inclusion.
Correct.
All about helping the society to align with different interests, with different diverse nature, and build in the society which is people-centered.
Correct.
It is very important. And then we have to also learn how to find avenues for the continued professional developments. And, you know, we need to shake the grassroots. We need to stir that grassroots movement. I really want to move that part.
Okay.
And build a society which has a lot of tolerance. Hamare mein tolerance ki bahut kami hai.
Like we have seen these years, it is getting really low.
It is. So this can be a part of my, this is a part of my vision and mission, to build a lot of tolerance and people-centric and acceptance. So these are the key words that I will put in for my vision and mission and inclusion.
So if we talk about inclusion, how can people or as an individual, we can put things all together so that we can be more focused, more aligned, be more proactive towards these things.
So, when you talk about inclusion, I'll give you an example of my son. Not to go far off, but about my son who is 23. Imagine कीजिए वो 23-year-old लड़का अगर आपके पास इतना बड़ा लड़का कोई भी रोए आंसू बहाए.
Right.
So I have seen that part with anger. Like, you know, he comes up and he cries that we live in a society.
Right.
And the child is very passionate about football. He loves this game. And he comes up and he says that I don't get included in any of the teams.
Correct.
Why don't people want to talk to me?
Hmm.
So, inclusion wahi nahi hai. Aur kayon ki jab kayon ke saath maine kaam kiya hai, so I have heard stories where the inclusion is not there in the core. That is
Correct.
The family.
Correct.
Families mein inclusion nahi hai. So jab families mein inclusion nahi hai, tab society ko kaise karoge?
Hmm.
So the first thing begins is from the core. That is the
Correct.
Family.
Right.
Inclusion
right.
has to happen there, and that's how we will spread it around us and then build a society with lot of tolerance and acceptance.
Right. That is really important.
which is very important. I mean, हम जाके ज्ञान किसी को भी दे सकते हैं और उस मोमेंट में ना लोग क्या करते हैं जितेंद्र, दे विल बी सिंपथी.
इट्स
कॉल्ड बेचारा.
करेक्ट करेक्ट.
उसको नहीं चाहिए, उसको इंक्लूजन चाहिए. He wants to be part of what he is, what he is capable of.
Yes, that is really, that is really important, and people should understand these things.
Yeah, which they don't. So inclusion comes in from the core, and that's how we spread it in the society. And that's where, when the society acknowledges, then the world opens for the employment. They also have time to live with dignity.
Yes.
So I'm just talking about the disability part, but diversity mein to bahut kuch aata hai.
True.
So, it is all about building a very accepting and tolerant society.
Right, right. So, if I talk about the most important life lessons you have learned from your personal and professional life, what are those 2 to 3 learnings would be?
Okay. So, this is a very interesting question. Because मेरी तो हर रोज की ही कुछ ना कुछ लर्निंग है, हर रोज का.
Definitely, that is there.
So there are few days when I'm a warrior. There are few days when I'm in a broken mess. Most days are like balancing, having both of these.
Correct.
So it is falling, standing, fighting, trying, just building again, building the blocks. So this is learning. My experiences, they are my learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, as individuals, our journey is not smooth for everybody. We all have stumbled upon the roadblocks. And
right.
जो roadblocks होते हैं वो या तो situation के roadblocks होते हैं, हमारे environment वो load roadblocks देते हैं, और वो environment और situation में कौन है? They are the people.
Definitely.
So they are the roadblocks. And the lesson learnt is that face them, talk to them, get the feedback, and that feedback is my learning.
Right.
So that gives me the biggest lesson. So it is by virtue which benefits, like a communication between the giver and the receiver.
Yes.
So that gives me a lot of experience and my lessons that I learned.
Right.
And also somehow with my past experience, I have learned that not to carry grudges against each other.
Correct.
There's no point in carrying that weight, because wo kisi ko fayda nahi aayega, na wo aapko aayega na mujhe aayega. So let's not carry any grudges. So these are few lessons that I'm carrying in my life.
Correct, because that will be a unnecessary burden on yourself too.
And if we are here to make some kind of difference in life, Jitendra, that has to be visible.
Right.
And give that independence and space for everybody to do what they want to.
Correct.
So these are my chota chota understandings and learnings of my life.
Right. So Preeti ji, it is really wonderful to know about your life lessons. If I talk about more how you are upgrading yourself or how you are getting inspiration to improve your life lessons, what are those things?
So Jitendra, there has been a very interesting, my go-to book.
Okay.
That go-to book is nothing to do with my any education qualification. It's nothing to do with that, but the book is called as, in fact I'll recommend you also in case you can ever, you know, get your hands on it, it's called as Unstoppable Letters.
Right.
And it is by T.T. Rangarajan.
Okay.
Because, you know, those words when I read, they leave so much of impact in me. It just stirs my internal spirit. It gives me the power and the drive towards my passion. And So, I read that any attract, you know, it was so wonderful. हम normally बोलते हैं कि distraction की हम बातें करते हैं, you know, एकदम से alert होके बैठो, distractions नहीं होनी चाहिए. So according to him, he says that any attraction needs a distraction.
Correct. Because, I agree with that.
Because without breaks, we will not be able to do any kind of work. We need those little breaks in life.
Correct.
And those breaks are distractions. अगर हम एक ही चीज को करते रहेंगे ठीक है करते रहना is very important, but कहीं ना कहीं उनमें हमारे को छोटे छोटे breaks चाहिए होते हैं.
We kind of get stagnant on those things now, then we feel like we are not moving ahead, we are not growing in life.
And that is it becomes so monotonous. And probably, you know, that's the reason that the upskilling comes in.
Yeah.
So that book has given me the understanding, stirs my spirit, and given me an awakening that keep upskilling yourself.
Definitely.
Let those distractions come in.
Correct. Because that are the trigger points that you need to get into a new kind of maybe learning, or maybe course you should attend, or maybe you should get into a different kind of experience altogether. So that is kind of like things interview you to get into a new kind of activity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, DEI, diversity, equity and inclusion is the need of the hour now.
Right.
It's important professionally, personally, har tarah se, this is very important. It is all about bringing in the change.
Yes.
And it's all about leading to more diverse and equal inclusive nature.
Correct.
Every society, every workplace, it's built with different kind of people. We won't find people only of our kinds. We'll have people up and down from different social backgrounds.
Right.
Including, and it is not only about that, it is including people with different age. Ab sare meri age ke nahi honge, main se chote bade har tarah ke honge. You join here. So different ages, different race, different ethics ke saath aate hain. Disability bhi hai part of it.
Right.
And
cultural,
yes, religion. It is very, all of this has really impacted and intrigued me so much, and that all has also built in me that I have to keep upgrading myself.
Definitely.
I just cannot with my experience but go hi sensitize karti rahungi without an upgrade aage nahi kar paungi.
Correct.
So iske liye maine bahut different tarah ki padhaiyan kari hai. So I have been doing courses, I have been upgrading myself. Recently,
right.
I have upgraded myself in making the EOPs. EOP is the Equal Opportunity Policy.
Right.
So, I don't know whether you have heard of this or not, but every organization has to write this now.
Definitely.
Because आजकल का जेंडर इनइक्वालिटी की हम बात करते हैं या इक्वालिटी की बात करते हैं लेकिन वो जेंडर इक्वालिटी के लिए भी वी हैव टू प्रिपेयर सम पॉलिसीज.
करेक्ट. आई वाज लाइक थिंकिंग ऑन दिस टॉपिक फ्यू डेज बैक. फॉर्चुनेटली वी गॉट एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू टॉक ऑन दिस टॉपिक टुडे. सो आई'd लाइक टू नो मोर अबाउट दिस, लाइक हाउ, व्हाई. फर्स्ट थिंग इज व्हाई ऑर्गेनाइजेशन शुड वर्क ऑन डिजाइनिंग EOPs like equal opportunity policies, and why they should implement in their organization. First thing is we should understand this why.
Right. So this is something, the way I just said, ki hamara, we are not just having one kind of people who are coming to the workplace. I mean,
right,
shaadi bhi, log do different tarah ki families judti hain. So
definitely.
It's a similar way. In every workplace also, we are all from different backgrounds.
Right.
And a workplace needs a very healthy environment. And this is the policy that makes it's a pillar. It's like a pillar of building on that healthy environment.
Correct.
And healthy environment, it leads to the productive workplace.
Right.
So it is a chain reaction. And we all want to feel supported, valued. घरों में देख लो हमें कितना सपोर्ट चाहिए होता है, वैल्यू सिस्टम चाहिए.
डेफिनेटली.
एंड दैट्स, वी ऑल नीड दैट काइंड ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट एज एन इंडिविजुअल एंड वी नीड टू बी कंसिडर्ड. सो इक्वल अपॉर्चुनिटी पॉलिसी ये सारी चीजों को माइंड में रख के बनता है.
करेक्ट.
सो इट it involves the employers, it involves the employees, it also involves the job description.
Yes.
अब इसके साथ if I'll be saying कि visitors भी जो लोग आपके साथ associate होते हैं वो लोग भी आपकी journey के हिस्से हैं.
Correct.
So this whole opportunity policy is for everybody. It's like it's not only for fair treat them like it is like only for the fair people. No, it isn't like that.
Correct.
We talk so much about unconscious or conscious biases these days.
Right.
There is so much of conversations that is happening, and ये सारी जो conversations हैं, इनको हम एक policy में डालते हैं, keeping age, sex, gender, nationality. In fact, globalized हैं आजकल हम, so keeping the nationality as well. And medical histories. When we are talking about equal opportunity policy, अब किसी को cognitively बहुत high है, लेकिन having a cerebral palsy or have got a muscular dystrophy and cannot physically step out of the home and work, but right. He needs an opportunity.
Correct.
They have the right to live life with dignity.
Definitely.
And आजकल क्या होता है कभी-कभी gender में सैलरी का भी इतना डिफरेंस आ जाता है
हाँ
फीमेल है तो उसको कम सैलरी करो या मेल है तो उसको आगे बढ़ाओ फीमेल मे हैव मोर बैगेजेस दैट शी हैज टू कैरी घर का भी देखना है और जो मैन है ही इज द ब्रेड अर्नर तो ये गलत है
राइट एंड इफ आई शेयर वन थिंग हियर व्हेन अ वुमन गोस फॉर एन इंटरव्यू इफ शी इज मैरिड रिसेंटली मैरिड द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन दे वुड आस्क from that women would be how soon you are planning to have a baby this is kind of question they ask but they never ask these kind of questions from a recently married man
correct because unko hai ki ye for granted hai ki usne to kahin jana hi nahi hai na jo you know there is so much of so much of bias at times that I see that reflects the kind of organization he or she is in.
Right.
So hiring ke time pe aisi baatein hoti hain the way you said. To kai sari evaluating, you know, promotion evaluation ke time pe bhi ye sab baatein hoti hain.
Right.
And then when they are giving some kind of compensations or benefits, us time bhi ye sab baatein hoti hain. But what? To your point, all these questions come and sits in this policy, EOP. So they are all designed in such a way, the policy is designed in such a way that there is no disparity anywhere. HR department is very responsible for all this.
But if we see in this thing like HR in Indian context, the HR is not that strong in the Indian organization. These policies which are framed does not hold that much of an impact if I personally talk about these things.
Yeah, they are not because right. Abhi you're still building nation. Changes aa rahe hain, aisa nahi hai, acceptance aa raha hai, but hamara bahut slow chal raha hai.
Correct.
Equal opportunity policies agar aisa hum dekhein to ye if I see ye 5 saal pehle ki hi baatein hongi lekin right. Haan ye हो गई
है हाँ people have started talking about these things this is really important
yes people have started to talk about it the organizations are asking for it
right
they are trying to make some kind of accommodations like you know some structural changes for the people with disability
yes
then they have started to also building the sign languages अभी अगर आप देखोगे कई इंटरव्यूज होती हैं तो साइन लैंग्वेजेस इंट्रोड्यूस हो गए हैं
राइट
पॉलिसीज आल्सो हैव लॉट ऑफ फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी ऑफ वर्किंग आवर्स इट्स नॉट दैट अगर वो फीमेल है सो शी कैन नॉट अभी क्या हुआ अभी बिकॉज ऑफ कोविड सबको वो फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी मिली है
हां ट्रू वर्क फ्रॉम
वर्क फ्रॉम होम सबको वो मिली है द पेरेंटल लीव के बारे में हम बात करते हैं
यस
सो यू नो Then these policies also talk about how to evaluate the job-related evaluations jo hoti hain.
Right.
And then how to communicate. Communication is very important. What kind of language to use? जहाँ पे हम posh की बात करते हैं.
Yeah.
Posh is an important part of our diversity now.
Right, right.
And then people are very scared of bringing in that kind of, you know, ki grievances. मैंने अगर बोल दिया अब उठा दी. Where is that confidence is given in that policy that
avaaz utha sakte. Yes. Yes.
Don't worry. So these are the things that are making differences. Slow hai, lekin hai.
Right. So if I talk about how organization and people get benefit by implementing these policies, what those benefits would be?
Number one, equality aata hai. The way I said, equality is important for everybody.
Right.
Common hai, sabke liye hai. Agar wo sabke liye hai, to ek job opportunity bhi hai. Sabke liye honi chahiye. Sabko haq hai to live life with dignity. It's not only meant for you or for me.
Yes.
So if we have these policies in place, it makes life very easy.
Right.
When you have people working in your organization, you have to be sensitized towards them.
Correct.
You know, very very beautiful. I go to a dental clinic, which is very close to my house.
Oh.
I feel so good going there because I find a beautiful young lady of 62 years old smiling, welcoming and saying, "Hello, Preeti." Reception pe baithi. And I feel so good. And I always say, you know, you make me smile. Okay, I have come for some dental treatment. मैं अपने बच्चों का करवा रही हूँ. But she gives me so much of happiness.
Right.
Her name is Jaiswal, and I feel so good to call her Mrs. Jaiswal, and it's so wonderful. This is what is breaking it.
Correct, because the kind of opportunities are not restricted towards age, caste, creed, religion, or whatever. Like, it should be equal for all. Anybody who is eligible should be there, should apply, should get the chance, opportunity. This is really important.
Very important. Very, very important. Like, you know, a child going to a workplace.
Right.
With disability. What does he want? He wants somebody to acknowledge him, somebody to just, maybe agar wo koi smile bhi kar deta hai na, wo uske liye wo din ban gaya. Aaj mere ko na kisi ne smile.
Not only that, but everybody. Like, if somebody smiles at you and greet you, definitely that makes your day.
Yeah, it just makes your day. Aur kyun hi agar aise hi bolte, yaar, you're looking very smart. Wo to aur.
Definitely.
You know. So it's a beautiful, beautiful policy that we should be enjoying. This policy, HR,
wonderful.
Build more on it.
Yeah, HR need to work on it. Really important. So if anybody from HR looking at it, you need to work on it, guys.
Yes.
So if I talk about you, like as a person, are you an introvert or an extrovert now? Or maybe you can talk about your early or later childhood as well. So how you manage to face people, or how you transform yourself?
My journey.
Yeah.
My total journey has transformed. I have been a very beach ka bachcha, you know. I wasn't very extrovert or an introvert. It was a very balanced. But yes, there were few incidences that would pull me down and not make me bloom in my school time. But wo bhi ek experience tha. So that time, right. I became an extrovert. Gradually is the in the process, when I picked my first job, my first employer gave me that push and the freedom. Go, you're allowed to do whatever you want to do, howsoever you want to do.
Right.
That gave me a push that, okay, I'm ready to face the world. So I became extrovert. I mean,
right.
But still balanced way. But yes, my journey has been, Angad has been a teacher. He's a teacher.
Correct.
And of course, I got a lot of support from my parents. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of support, from... They are the ones who actually took care of my emotional imbalance.
Right, right.
And you know, मैंने भी बहुत गलतियाँ करी हैं. I made lot of mistakes, but all those mistakes have been my learning.
Correct.
बहुत मेरे को oppose भी हुए हैं, and किसने oppose किया है? Situations ने. They have pulled me down. They always, you know, made me feel that the time is not right.
Correct.
But I have overcome those roadblocks.
Right.
And I have gone. So as a person from an introvert to an extrovert to an introvert and now towards an extrovert is giving me that space that, okay, I can drive.
Yes, definitely. Kind of situation also sometimes make you introvert or an extrovert. And opportunities too, definitely. And kind of support and push from your close ones, maybe your family, your supervisors, bosses, teammates, colleagues, friends. Definitely, they all impact us. So please.
No, I said, yeah, they all have made difference in my life. My parents, my first employer,
right.
Books, movies. There's so many movies that have inspired me. That
yes.
Achha, wo, it's not only inspired me, it's inspired so many. Like recently I watched 83. Such an inspirational values that I had picked from there.
Correct.
So everything is a support and a learning from somewhere.
So if we talk about support, who all were the biggest one, biggest supporters of your life?
I would say my family. And when I say my family, of course, my immediate family comes in. So the majorly I would like to say parents, because they really right. feel the pain that their daughter is going through and they just wholeheartedly, they are there.
Right.
My mother has been a very, very important role to play in my life because she's the one who gave me an understanding, a power where I can perform my duties very well.
Right.
She got guide. We did have our moments of our fights, but ultimately she's been my guide.
Great.
Then my uncle himself, then of course my daughter pitched in a lot because she kept my momentum going.
Right.
And hindsight is being my husband who would, you know, he would be working and he'll be doing and he'll be giving that space that, okay, family has to be a smooth and go in a flow. There should be no stoppage.
Correct. Correct. Really wonderful. Because without support, things are a little difficult and supports make everything, like whatever hard situation may be, they make it an easy going task.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
So if I talk about inspiration and motivation, who are the people you look at for getting inspired or maybe motivated?
So the way I said, my family, my employers, my somebody that jisne mere ko fitness mein recognize kiya that she can do it. So she's the one. I would really get inspired by seeing her, how beautifully she moves the class.
Right.
So she's been an inspiration.
Right.
That, you know, I can work till 156 BPM beats pe bhi main kaam kar sakti hu. So I have gone to that level just because she inspired me.
Right.
And I have seen, while I'm in this D&I process, I have seen so many people working in this sector.
Great.
They have been not naming only one person because ek insaan ne nahi mujhe inspired kiya. The whole sector has inspired me.
Right, right.
And I'm working very closely towards the disability sector.
Right.
Inspiration, though, again, I will give the inspiration has come from Angad, my son.
Definitely.
He's been my huge teacher.
Great.
वो शायद मेरे आने के लिए आया, वो होता है ना past life regression हम कराते हैं, वो शायद मेरे आने के लिए कुछ आया है.
Right. Awesome. So if I talk about your take on success, what you think success should be like, or what you feel like if it would have happened like this way, I would feel successful. What is your take on this?
So success is something not accidental. Success is something that comes with a lot of hard work.
Right.
A lot of learning, a lot of perseverance. Then success may sacrifice be out there.
Right.
Sacrifice ke bina to success nahi hai.
Correct.
Or success is something that we cannot say that now I'm successful and now I don't have to do anything. No. Successful ka kira lag jata hai na, to aapko aage padhne ka man karta hai.
Correct.
So according to success is all about perseverance, sacrifice, moving ahead, hard work, and keep the focus. Jab tak hamara wo actual focus nahi aayega on the goals. Focus has to be on the goals and not on the obstacles.
Right.
So, success is built that way.
Correct. And like very fair point on that part. I really understand that way, and I also try to follow that way only. So if I talk about now we are moving on to the last question. So if we talk about any suggestions, guidance, any message you would like to make to our audience, what would that be? What you would like to give to our audience today?
So I would say that let's write our intentions. What are our intentions? Ek paper pe hum likh lete hain and then we work towards it. Likhne ke baad usko hum hamesha padhte rahe. And then we start building that accountability. Then we allow ourselves to, we make those choices. We allow ourselves to make those choices. Intentions likh, accountable ho jao. And then make those choices and get little proactive.
Right.
Beautifully that you're proactive and then see the things working. Make things possible. So I would just leave this chain reaction moving from one step to the other, to the third, to the fourth and so on, and lead to the success, which is not accidental at all.
Correct.
So let's keep moving.
That is
what I will like to say, that let's just keep moving and let's be the change.
Yes, this is really important because change is the only thing which is sustainable. Change is the only thing which makes you keep going. Exactly. Change is the only thing which makes you better each day.
Yes, absolutely. And let's be the change.
Right.
Let's so, not see that हम अपने environment में क्या change कर सकते हैं, हमने वो change अपने आप में लानी है, and let's be the change, and obviously everything will change.
Definitely. So it was a wonderful discussing with you about so many things. I must say it was amazing to talk to you about so many things altogether. You have shared about your personal life, professional life, your learnings, life lessons. You have also talked about equal opportunity policies which organizations should implement and take benefit out of it. It was really wonderful talking to you, listening to you, and I think whatever we have discussed today, it is not sufficient, and I'm looking forward to hear more from you again soon. Thank you so much, Preeti ji, for your time and your kind knowledge you have shared with us.
Thank you so much for having me on your platform and giving me this opportunity to talk to you and talk to so many others through this medium. Even if I can make little change in somebody's thought process through this medium, my job is done.
Definitely.
And I'll be very, very happy.
Definitely. And pleasure is ours too. So also I would be sharing your website and social media links so that people can be in touch with you. Take your help, guidance, whatever, wherever they feel like. So guys, don't forget to check that out too. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it too. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.